bound for South Australia, 26th of June to the 2nd of July, 1836. We meet a new ship this week, the Africaine, as it prepared to depart from Britain. On board were Mary Thomas and her family, including three children ill with the potentially deadly and very contagious scarlet fever. She wrote in her diary about her sadness at leaving her home, possibly forever.
On this day, July 1st, my son William was taken ill of the scarlet fever, and my youngest child, Helen, was confined to her bed, scarcely able to breathe. I went on deck at daylight and saw the Isle of Wight Hills, the last view that I had of my native country, and the reflection that it would in all possibility be the last, cost me some tears.
On board the John Pirie, we learn from John Brown about the fate of Mrs. Chandler, who'd been ill for several weeks after she threw herself into the sea. In the very height of the gale, about 8 p.m, Mrs. Chandler departed this life after having endured very much indeed. She was quite sensible a few minutes before her death and seemed in a very despondent state of mind respecting the future welfare of her soul. Her body was committed to the deep. It was sewed up in two or three old sacks with the weight of old iron in a bag for the purpose of making it sink. On this melancholy occasion, all the people were mustered on the quarterdeck, where the captain read over the burial service of the Church of England. It was a tough week on the Cygnet as well, with the crew on strike and people all blaming each other for the problems. Boyle Travers Finnis' diary tells us, "Nothing was done on board the ship. No work was done by the crew. Four Brazilian soldiers came for four of the mutineers. The crew said they would all go and did so, except the carpenter." Even though the custom house flag was set on the foremast, meaning the ship had been cleared to sail, there was no crew to take the ship onwards.